B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. LBF throwing the gauntlet down, saying, keep the ring, lose the guy.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Listen, you know what? Make a statement.
I think it's
I've had time to think about it. I've had an hour. That's good enough.
That's your advice.
That's my advice.
Okay.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Can't wait to see what Bree does.
And, you know, hawk that ring, pay down that debt.
Wait a minute. How's that go again? I want to write that down.
Plenty of fish in the sea?
Oh, I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. I should have said plenty of lobster rolls in the sea.
There, now I'm all
in. I have your attention. It's brought to you by Dana Farber, Brigham and Women's Cancer Center. All right. Well, we got George Clooney filming still. We've got why Justin Timberlake's kind of a J-E-R-K. And Prince Harry news. Hey, George Clooney is expected to be in Worcester again today as filming of the movie The Tender Bar continues. Thank you to Caitlin Bell, Brian Bell's wife, who lent me her copy of The Tender Bar, which I will try to read
about, The Tender Bar?
It's about a bar.
Well, I figured that much.
And a guy. And who's got no family.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, you know,
Did Kate Bell like it?
Yeah, I think so.
She did? Okay.
She finished it. Which is hard.
These days.
It is.
It's hard these days.
So he's going to be at Commerce High School, and they have been filming all over the place, but just want to give you a heads up for today. Justin Timberlake, let's talk a little bit more about that wardrobe malfunction that happened back in the day with Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what happened was, apparently, according to the stylist Wayne Scott Lucas, who helped Janet get ready for the 2004 halftime show, says Justin wanted to upstage Britney Spears, Madonna, and Christina Aguilera after they'd just made headlines a few months earlier by making out at the VMAs, which was super awkward, by the way. Remember that? Anyway.
Who was making out with Britney?
Madonna.
Madonna, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
The original idea was for Janet to be wearing a dress, and Justin would step on the back of the dress, pull it off to reveal Janet wearing nothing but a pearl G-string. Uncomfortable.
Right.
But for whatever reason, probably comfort, they changed the plan and went with the nipple reveal instead. And Wayne says, I wouldn't call it a wardrobe malfunction in a million years. It was the most functioning wardrobe in history. As a stylist, it was what it was intended to do.
You're saying it was an inside job.
It was an inside job. See what happens?
Yeah.
But still, Janet Jackson got completely...
She got the heat for it.
Yeah.
Well, it was her, you know.
Right. I know, but it was him taking it off. And the two of them, you know, as my grandmother would say, I'm going to knock your heads together, and then that's it.
And he just skated right away, didn't
skated
he?
Skated away.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Sorry. Whoops. My bad.
Call me.
Okay. All right. Bye. Prince Harry is back in England after his grandfather's death. Prince Philip, as you know, died on Friday. He was 99 years old. So this is going to be interesting. This is what happens when there's some sort of like major upset in the family. Someone gets married or dies and you got to show up. And he is showing up for the funeral next weekend. Meghan Markle, however, is not with him. But that's only because she's pregnant and her doctor advised her not to go. And if you believe that, right. I think that Meghan probably should have gone. I know that Prince Philip really understood.
She should have gone.
That they wanted to...
It's a bad look. But
he didn't understand the Oprah sit-down. I don't know. It just adds to the whole thing. It's Meghan's fault. Which it is not Meghan's fault. It's everyone's fault.
Hey, I don't want to start a fight between
you, me,
Kate Bell, my sister-in-law.
Uh-oh.
She just texted me and said, I started reading The Tender Bar but never finished. And I said, boring? Question mark? For me, it was.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say. For me, it was. Instead of, like, it was.
Yeah.
Because that says more about her.
Are you too exciting?
No, you know what I mean? Do you know what somebody says? Like, I saw a movie and I loved it. And then the person's like, that was a stupid movie. And then you're like, why are you such a jerk? Instead, just say, oh, I didn't care for that movie. Mm. It wasn't for me. Then you like the person much better.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Yeah. What do you think? Okay.
My wife loves Ben Affleck, so.
Oh, that's what it was.
Listen, I'm trying to get through reading books. All I can do is scroll and read Twitter.
It's impossible.
Now, I got to try to do this.
You don't have the time.
No, I have the time. I just don't have the...
Well, you're tired. You work so hard.
You're giving me a lot more credit than I deserve.
I'm trying.
But thank you. I appreciate that.
There we go. I need to pump you up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe. You know?
You're tired.
Just like Arnold, I pump you up.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe
change
after.
Change my shorts.
Yeah. Take a nice shower.
All right, now it's weird. HR.
No, I mean, that's what you do to pump yourself up.
Yep.
That's what Arnold does.
Yes.
Okay, how are the roads out there, Brian?
Check Your Ride brought to you by Home Depot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.